Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm John Schaefer. President Biden is visiting Finland today after wrapping up a key NATO summit in Lithuania.
Biden will hold meetings with the Nordic leaders, including the heads of Finland, Sweden, Norway, Iceland, and Denmark. Finland officially becomes the 31st member of NATO in April, marking a major shift in the security landscape in northeastern Europe. Russia's invasion of Ukraine prompted Finland to seek protection within the alliance. It was announced just this week that Sweden will also become a NATO member. Also on the agenda is Arctic security, where there's an increasing presence from both China and Russia. I'm Mark Mayfield.
The Labor Department has reported a drop in weekly jobless claims. According to the latest data, initial jobless claims for the week ending July 8th amounted to 237,000, showing a decline from the previous week's figure of 249,000. Analysts had anticipated a number close to 250,000 for the week, but these results provide further evidence of a slowdown in inflation within the United States. A prolonged heat wave baking the Southwest is expected to get even hotter. Phoenix on Wednesday posted its 13th straight day of temperatures of at least 110 degrees, and the excessive heat shows no sign of letting up. The record for Phoenix is 18 straight days of 110 degrees or higher. That was set back in the 1970s, and forecasters predict the city will break that record next week. Startling new data is setting off alarms at TSA checkpoints across the country. More than 3,200 guns have been found during the passenger screening process so far this year.
Every year, it just seems to grow along with the number of travelers that we're seeing. People need to be aware of the regulations.
Patty Manchin with the TSA says you are still banned from packing a gun in a carry-on bag, even in states with open carry laws. The first over-the-counter birth control pill is getting the government green light, the FDA clearing Perrigo's once-a-day hormone-based O-pill to be sold without a prescription. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAB came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAB gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
The Chicago area is feeling the effects of multiple tornadoes that touched down Wednesday night. Forecasters urged residents to seek shelter after a large and extremely dangerous tornado was spotted in Cook County. Damage has been reported throughout the region. Hundreds of flights were canceled and ground stops were ordered at both O'Hare International and Chicago Midway International airports. Power was also knocked out for thousands of customers. Delta Airlines is posting its highest quarterly revenue ever. The company says the record earnings are the result of a high demand for premium seats and a 22% drop in Delta's fuel costs. CEO Ed Bastian says he expects consumer desire for air travel will continue to drive bookings for years. National French Fry Day is getting America's taste buds excited this week.
I like mine with lettuce and tomato, hot 57 and French fries and potatoes. What would a burger be without the crispy delight? The big day is today. So many fast food chains are offering up deals. McDonald's is giving away free fries of any size through its app at participating locations. Can't be free. Other fast food chains like Wendy's, Smashburger, and White Castle are supplying the fries for free with any purchase. Wendy's is keeping the potato party going through the weekend through its app. I'm Michael Kastner.
No one matched all six numbers in last night's Powerball drawing, so the jackpot for this Saturday's drawing will be up to a massive $875 million, one of the largest ever. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, I think the first thing we got to do is we got to get together and agree on the language. I'm not sure what kind of language we're talking these days. And I'm not sure how the words are connected. It's like everything has been misconnected. It's totally confusing. And I don't blame you for wondering what's going on. I mean, here, we grew up with the understanding that God created them a man and a woman, two sexes. We rolling along, you know. Couple hundred years, let's count humanity, you know, thousands of years. Suddenly, some people have decided, no, there's got to be variations. And there's some universities in California, of course, it's got to be California. I think they're up to like 80, maybe even 90 now. I lost count of gender options. I mean, you got to be kidding me. But hey, it's what it is, because there are people that, you know what, it's no joke. It's very serious. And listen to this headline. Two men can't have a baby. Okay, now we know that, right? I mean, that biologically, follow the science, we know that two men can't have a baby. But that's not stopping California from legalizing fertility equity. Yes, that's the new term that you can, you know, go around and share with your friends in the cocktail parties over the weekends or whatever, and maybe your golfing buddies, and talk about fertility equity and see if that doesn't cause them to go into a three-putt. Susan Swift is right now. She's attorney for the Right to Life League, the oldest pro-life organization in America. We're talking about the organization. We're not talking about Susan. So understand, words have meanings here. And we try to correct them and connect them in a way that makes sense and doesn't offend people on purpose necessarily. Right, Susan?
Well, thanks for that introduction, Bill. No, I am not as old as the Right to Life League. The Right to Life League was founded in 1967, long before Roe versus Wade was a thing. And the league was formed by doctors and lawyers and concerned citizens who went up to Sacramento to lobby then Governor Ronald Reagan against signing the first therapeutic abortion bill, which was called the Beilinson bill. And Reagan at that time, just like many other people, they didn't really understand what abortion truly was. That's where abortionists get away with the lie that it's just a clump of cells. It's
exactly.
Product of conception. I have news for you. You're a clump of cells walking around, and so am I. We are all clumps of cells, right? So
yes.
Once these doctors and lawyers and concerned citizens explained what abortion really was, this is all before ultrasound technology, Reagan was dismayed. He was kind of horrified, but he said, look, I've given my word to the Democrats that I'm going to sign this bill, and I can't break my word, but I will give you, the Right to Life League, my word that I will never again sign another pro-abortion piece of legislation. And he kept his word all the way through his presidency. So that's how the Right to Life League got started here in California.
Well, that's, you know, that's great to know the genesis, that because, you know, people think that anything that had to do with Right to Life had to start, you know, post Roe v. Wade. But you could anticipate, the founders anticipated that we were on a slippery slope. Just like even if you go back into the 30s, the Catholics were raising, you know, alarms about birth control pills, what that would lead to. So if you go back and, you know, start, you know, going back in history, you see how this slope started tilting and it got more and more slippier to the point that here you are, Roe v. Wade comes in. And it's amazing with a lot of this legislation, Susan, I found that it's bathed in lies. And everything about the abortion industry is, and even to this day, it's loaded with lies. And this is what is making it tough for the pro-abortionists, because they've been out there spouting these lies for 50 years now. And women, and now men, and increasingly number of men, are realizing what the truth is, that, you know, that it's not just a clump of cells. If it's just a clump of cells and so meaningless, why is my heart breaking? Why am I emotionally attached to this meaningless clump of cells that to this day I remember the what would have been the birthday of that clump of cells?
Yes. They are denying the humanity of that unborn child. That they must maintain it. That's why they use these kind of Marxist Orwellian terms like clump of cells or product of conception, because they have to maintain the lie that that baby is not alive. Because once you say that that unborn baby is human and alive, you've got a real problem, because we've got civil rights and we also have a very compassionate heart. We realize it's wrong to kill people. I mean, that's why we went to war against Hitler, because Hitler was killing a whole group of people by stuffing them in ovens. And that was wrong. But the lie continues, because and what they've used, just like during COVID, they've used health care as a big leaf. That's what they're trying to say, that abortion is health care. That's another lie. Abortion is never necessary to save the life of the mother. Right. Never. Because abortion is the killing of the unborn child in the womb. That's not the same thing as delivering the mother from maybe a high-risk pregnancy or something that, you know, like an ectopic pregnancy. That is something different. That is delivery. Right. And doctors know the difference. That's how you triage. Even in situations where you're facing a risk to the mother's health, which is about less than 2% of all of the cases that we have data for. It's less than 2%. But even then, what you do is you deliver the child, and that saves the life of the mother, and it also gives that child a chance at life. Sometimes maybe they might not survive if it's before viability, but at least it honors that life, and you're not cutting up the baby inside or starving it or injecting saline and burning it to death in the womb and then dragging out pieces, because that's what an abortion really is.
Right. And as if that's not enough, Susan, then we go and sell their body parts, right?
Yes. Yes, yes, and we know from the documents at UCSF that fetal tissue, you know, baby body parts are used in medical experiments and also in vaccines. We know from Dr. Stanley Plotkin, he's admitted on record in front of a court in a deposition that he has used aborted fetal tissues in making vaccines. He's confirmed that in just one study alone, 76 babies were used, their tissues were used. So there's not an issue as to, our fetal tissues, our babies' tissues, unborn babies used to create vaccines. That's admitted. The issue, the question is, well, how do you get that tissue? And two different scientists, one is Dr. Deischer, Teresa Deischer. She is from Stanford and a PhD. She has gone on record in an interview that she's explaining that in order to get the tissue of the unborn babies, fresh, the tissue must be very, very fresh. The heart has to still be beating. So what she says is what an abortionist works side by side with the procurement department, and they deliver the baby. They basically have the abortion, take the baby out. The baby is still alive. while they harvest the heart, the kidneys, the skin, the pituitary gland, things like that. That's what she's saying. Another scientist, master's degree, Pamela Acker, has given the same type of testimony. This is to LifeSite News. A year ago, she's explaining that in order to get viable tissue lines, these to replace the tissue lines that we've been using since the 1970s, they're pooping out. And in order to replace them, we must harvest these little unborn babies and use their tissues within moments. Because if they're dead, like from a miscarriage or a stillbirth, their tissues aren't going to be useful for experimentation. So both of these doctors are confirming what is really being still being litigated by the David Daleiden.
Exactly. Unbelievable. Got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. We've got more from attorney Susan White after this, or Susan Swift. I'm sorry. Stay with us.
G'day. I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
way you'd like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Let me say this to you. I was sharing this with Susan. I'm proud to be associated with this network, Genesis Communication Network, GCN, because they allow us to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. I was sharing with Susan that I have worked with many. I mean, I've been in broadcasting for over 50 years. And what you're hearing today is rare. You cannot go to many radio stations or talk shows that have the affordability, have the right, the exercise, our First Amendment right to the degree that we can have this kind of frank conversation, okay? There are many radio stations. I couldn't get more than two sentences down the road in this conversation with Susan Swift before they would unplug us and take me off the air and put me on timeout for a while, okay? So I'm grateful for GCN for following our First Amendment right of the Constitution of the United States and for allowing this radio show that operates Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We've been independent. We've been doing this now for over 15 years. And I'm grateful to God that we have this platform that we can talk about this because people, Susan, and particularly in women when we're talking about abortion, are in pain that they don't understand because everything that is involved with abortion started out with a lie. It continues with a lie. And they're being told what they should believe. And this has been the problem that we've had here in America, is that people are telling us, including the government, social media, you know, right on down the line, telling us what we should believe. And this is why I've been insisting that you need to own your own knowledge. Okay, you need to know what you believe in. Don't just take somebody's word. You're listening to Bill and Susan right now. We're talking about this stuff. And, you know, check it out. Investigate. Look for yourself. In fact, one key source you can go to their website, righttolifeleague.org, righttolifeleague.org. Invest some time and expand your knowledge and understanding of what's going on and read the plethora of articles there that will expand your knowledge and understanding of, you know, abortion and the things we're talking about here. Because we can no longer live in a society where the society is dumbed down and manipulated to the degree that modern America is being dumbed down and manipulated. Look at where we are right now. I mean, our families are at risk. Our babies are at risk. The future of America is at risk because we keep listening to these knuckleheads that tell us what we're supposed to do, how we're supposed to believe. You've got states that are, you know, all part of the regulation nation that are, and the government as well, that are forcing states. If you're a blue state, you're kind of okay because you're on the side of power. And so if the federal government says, we've got money for you, but you got to use that money for abortion. And if you're a red state and you don't believe in using federal funds because that was the law, supposedly, you're not supposed to use federal funds for abortion. So you say, no, I want to use it for actually health care. And then they say, like in Oklahoma, they pull the money back, Susan. I mean, this is the kind of manipulation that's happening with the federal government against red states that believe in life and not death.
Yes, you have to follow the money, because that money is power. And we know that from the abortion industry. We know that when the Dobbs decision came down, which corrected the error of Roe versus Wade, which had claimed that there was some sort of, you know, right to an abortion in our Constitution, that was a lie. That we've never had a right to abortion. Justice Alito went through the history of our country. And you should read that case. I know it's a long decision, but he actually very carefully documented the history of our nation, the history of every state, and why abortion has never been a right. And then more importantly, what it did is it said, look, our Constitution limits the federal government. And unless it's specifically called out in our Constitution, the issue is reserved to the state. And that's what Alito and the five justices who joined him did. They cured a serious error in Roe versus Wade and overturned it. What that did then is put the issue of abortion back to the state. And you're seeing a divide, just like we're seeing a divide across the country. People are gravitating toward pro-life states and away from abortion, pro-abortion states. And there are many factors. Politics is certainly one of them, affordability, taxes, all kinds of things. But you're seeing a divide along an ideological line, too, which is pro-life and versus pro-abortion. Because now we've got the abortion providers, I call them the abortion cartel,
Yes.
Very much like the drug cartel. They participate with the pharmaceutical companies in pushing chemical abortions. That's the number one means of abortion in America today. That's according to a Guttmacher study in 2020. Mm-hmm. 54% of all abortions in the United States are chemical abortions. What's a chemical abortion? A chemical abortion is where you take a pill, the woman takes a pill called mifepristone, that also known as RU486, that was approved in 2000 by the FDA under Clinton and in conjunction with the Rockefeller Population Council. I swear you can't make this stuff up. So then you take mifepristone, and what that does is it interrupts and interferes with a woman's natural production of progesterone, the pregnancy hormone that maintains a healthy pregnancy, literally starves the baby to death. And then you take a second pill 2 days later, which is called misoprostol, which induces premature labor, very strong uterine contractions. And now, thanks to the FDA under Biden, you can take this, you get this prescription, drive through, pick it up at Walgreens, go home, take these two drugs, you know, one, you know, first day and then 2 days later, the second one, and you can abort your baby into the toilet. And women are shocked. Because sometimes they abort their baby and they see that it's a baby, it's formed, it's got little legs and arms and everything, and they are shocked and appalled, and they said, I was told it's just a clump of cells. I was told that it's just, you know, pregnancy tissue. And they're horrified because most of them will say, I didn't know that it was a baby. If I knew it was a baby, I would have kept it. I would not have aborted it. That's the regret they have. And I
think Susan, you imagine.
Yes.
The impression that has on these young girls, and they're mostly young girls that experience this, they will carry the horror of that picture of the fetus, of the baby being in a toilet till the day they die.
Yeah, this is anecdotal information only, because how do you track, you know, how do you find this data?
Yeah, of course.
But anecdotally, women will say 20 and 30 years later that they regret their abortion. Because they feel so bad about it. Because it's something that haunts them. Some women who've had abortions in their younger years, in their 20s, find that they can't have babies later. And then they really regret aborting their child. But the thing that we have to conquer is the lie that there is no baby. That's the lie that the abortion cartel is trying to sell you. That's why Planned Parenthood will never, when they do an ultrasound to verify the pregnancy before they abort the baby, they will never turn that monitor around, that ultrasound monitor around,
of course,
and show it to the young woman. Because if she saw the little heartbeat, if she saw the little nose and the little hands and legs and everything moving, she would know that that's a baby. And we know from all the information and stats that we have that over 85%, it might be close to 90% of women who see their baby in ultrasound choose life. And so the weapon against abortion is truth. The weapon against abortion is science. Is to show people these are human beings. This is the battle that we're in is just very much like the battle that we fought over 150 years ago to end slavery. What we are doing is we are killing human beings in the womb, and it's all covered up. No one can see people. Like in Uncle Tom's Cabin, at least Harriet Beecher Stowe was writing about people in chains, and you could see them.
Yes.
They were physically in front of you. This is the hidden slavery abortion. This is the hidden genocide that's abortion. And the truth is we have science. We have ultrasound. We know the how a fetus develops all the way through from implantation all the way through. And what we have to do is tell that truth to young women, because we can end abortion today, and men can too, by the way.
Exactly.
It takes two to create a baby, and all you have to do is say, I want to be responsible, I want to respect that new life, I'm not going to make a baby before I'm ready.
Amen. Well, Susan, you've laid it out for everybody, but this is why the silent cry can no longer be silent. Because, as you say, these anecdotal reports that come from women after 50 years of experiencing the horrors of Roe v. Wade, they're speaking truth to power. They're speaking truth to their fellow, fellow sisters that are considering and buying into this lie to say, it is a lie. Take it from me. I've experienced it. I know firsthand. Susan Swift, thank you so much for being with us. Look forward to having you back. You take care. God bless.
Thank you.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
USA News Update. President Biden is visiting Finland today after wrapping up a key NATO summit in Lithuania. Biden will meet with Nordic leaders, including the heads of Finland, Sweden, Norway, Iceland, and Denmark. Finland officially became the 31st member of NATO in April, marking a major shift in the security landscape in northeastern Europe. Alarming data is causing concern at TSA checkpoints nationwide. The latest figures reveal that more than 3,200 firearms have been discovered during passenger screenings this year alone.
We are seeing more people flying, but per passenger, we're still seeing a higher number of people bringing guns.
According to the TSA's Patty Mancha, carrying a firearm in a carry-on bag remains prohibited. Elon Musk is announcing a new AI company after months of teasing an alternative to ChatGPT. Musk says XAI will work to understand the true nature of the universe. John Schaefer, USA News.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey, we're back with you. Bill Martinez here. Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour, my good friend Megan Barth joins us now, founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Recently had an opportunity to sit down face-to-face with President Donald Trump. What a treat for you, right?
Yeah, unbelievable experience. I had received a call from the Trump campaign. I believe they saw my interview with Ron DeSantis. I'm the only reporter in Nevada that got the first GOP presidential candidate that traveled through Nevada to sit down in a face-to-face interview. No other reporters in Nevada got Ron DeSantis or Donald Trump, and so the Trump campaign called me, as did the DeSantis campaign, wanted to schedule an interview. So
wow.
You don't say no.
Oh no, exactly. Yeah, why not? Let's get it straight from their mouth to your ears. Why not? What a great opportunity. Yeah.
Yeah, unbelievable. And, you know, I was told that I only had 10 minutes with the president and ended up being 22 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was interesting because, you know, of course I have nerves, but I had waited about an hour for him to get there. He was a little bit late, and he had back-to-back events in Vegas. Mm-hmm. He was just there for a quick 24-hour stop.
Well, didn't he have back-to-back-to-back, including a UFC match or something?
Yeah,
to see Joe Rogan as well? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. In the middle of that,
Yeah, I was just going to say he ended with the UFC match, and that was after multiple events all day long. And, you know, he's very approachable. And, I wish I would have gotten some pictures from our interview, but they wouldn't allow me to take pictures. But he was very relaxed.
Really? Wow.
Very relaxed. And
yeah, they allowed the guys from UFC to take pictures because I kept going and I was scrolling through and I kept looking to see, you know, if you were going to have a picture with him. I mean, but that's weird. But go ahead.
So normally when you see President Trump interviewing, he's leaned forward, his elbows are on his knees, he's very kind of straight and firm and a little bit stiff, if you will, commanding kind of the room. But this, he was laid back. He was, you know, seated back. He kind of had his arm propped up, but we were kind of mirroring each other's body language, if you will, because I was actually very relaxed because that's how he made me feel. And at the end of the interview, he looked across at me and he said, you know, you're very fair. And I said, well, thank you. And he looked at the staff and he goes, we need to make sure we do this again. When we come back through Nevada, we're going to sit down with Megan again. So I didn't even have to ask for a second interview. So hopefully, you know, as Nevada is a swing state, the only piece of the interview that was taken out by the mainstream media and then, of course, taken out of context, and I will be writing about this because this is the problem with the media. They don't take the whole answer. They don't take the question. They simply take some what they could create controversy around, and he said, Nevada is disgraceful. Now, he was not referring or disgusting, one of the two. He was not referring to the state of Nevada as disgusting or disgraceful. He was not referring to Nevadans as disgusting or disgraceful. He was referring to our election processes. He was referring to the fact and they are disgusting and disgraceful. We had to wait a week, if you recall, to find out which party controlled the Senate, because it took Nevada 1 week after Election Day to figure out how to give the Democrats a win. So that's what he was referring to as disgusting. That's what he was referring to as disgraceful. But if you read the headlines in Yahoo News, the Washington Examiner, Politico, and on, the Daily Beast, they say President Trump trashes swing state, calls Nevada disgusting.
Yeah.
That's disgusting what they did to him. I'll be following up.
Without a doubt. Well, I'm glad you're here to clarify that. To have this kind of time, 22 minutes, with the former president, you know, to be able to recount his successes, not only his successes, but knowing what he knows now, what would he do different if he becomes president in 2024?
Well, and here's the thing. I challenged him a little bit, and unfortunately, we ran out of time. And there's a part as an interviewer, as a journalist, where you're like, well, where do I interrupt? Where do I interject? Where do I pull him in?
Right.
But with President Trump, you never know what he is going to say. So I just kind of let him keep talking because you never know what's going to come out of his mouth, right?
Exactly, yes.
I mean, he called Bill Bauer, Bill Barr, a coward.
Yeah, a coward, yes.
He said we need to overwhelm the system with our votes. And that's exactly what we need to do. And, you know, unfortunately, and I asked him, I said, well, if you're saying the system is rigged, how are you going to win? How are you going to win in 2024 in a rigged system? And that's when he just said, we basically have to swamp the system. We basically have to overwhelm the system. And so, you know, turnout, of course, is always key. And there was a recent, I think it was this morning, and I haven't read it yet, but there is a story that was, I think, produced by Pew and Gallup that basically said Republicans had a greater turnout in the midterm. But yet the red wave didn't materialize. Now, why is that? That's something we need to look back at 2022 and understand where we went wrong. Now, if you look at Nevada, for example, Joe Lombardo, the only Republican governor elected, if any others, but three executive branches in Nevada went red. The rest kind of went blue. But nonetheless, Joe Lombardo lost the two biggest counties, yet he still won the governorship. Now, how was that? That's because Trump supporters in the rurals came out in mass and basically overwhelmed the system.
Right. Yeah, you've got to overwhelm the system that it counterbalances the cheating that's going to be taking place, number one. Number two is you have to play in a level playing field. If they're ballot harvesting, you must ballot harvest. You must encourage the voter to vote early. This waiting in a traditional Republican mindset of one day only, look at, they're taking full advantage of every rule possible. You know, the RNC calls me, Megan. I shared this with the audience, and they were going on and on talking about all this great stuff, and, you know, we got to win 2024. And I listened to the gal respectfully, and, you know, for about 2.5 minutes, and I finally interrupted her. First of all, I asked her, are you a robot? I mean, is this a real person? Are we talking to artificial intelligence here? Because she was sounded pretty robotic. And, you know, and she, you know, indicated, goes, no, I'm reading from a script from a computer. And I go, well, let me tell you, I've listened very respectfully for 2.5 minutes. And the number one thing that my audience is concerned about is, will their vote count? You did not mention anything whatsoever in terms of the RNC's vision and their strategy to ensure a free and fair election. What are you doing to secure the vote? And her answer was, well, can't you give me at least $50?
Right. Well, the RNC actually, and I'm surprised they didn't mention this because it was a big rollout maybe a month ago, and I believe it's called Bank the Vote. And basically what that is they are going to have early outreach. They're actually adopting the practices of the left. The left has completely hijacked the electoral system through various legislation across all the states. We now have election months. Some people have 2 months of elections. We have early voting. You know, so, and we have now in Nevada, for example, they can accept ballots 4 days after the election as long as they're postmarked by Election Day, because we're an all mail-in ballot state. And in Nevada, unlike anywhere else in the country, we have unlimited ballot harvesting. You don't need to be related to the person when you pick up your ballot. You don't have a limit on the number of ballots you can pick up. You can basically pull up a semi to a dementia home and just load ballots. And take them to the nearest drop box, unmanned drop box. So what the RNC is talking about, what she should have been talking about, is doing early voter outreach, doing ballot harvesting, not waiting on Election Day to have your ballot cast, and basically changing the behavior of typical Republican voters. And that has to come through direct voter contact.
Without a doubt. Megan, we got about 50 seconds left here because I know that you have to go, and I appreciate it. Thank you for coming on. What was your major takeaway or surprise with this conversation with number 45?
I was absolutely surprised at his mental acuity. I was surprised at his reflexes. They are very sharp. I spent hours with him in various areas of Vegas. And I was surprised that he's not wearing the stress. He did not seem stressed out. I think anyone, including you or I, that was going through 7 years of persecution since the time he came down the escalator would look like a man that was beaten down. He does not at all.
Did you tell him that he owed you a drink after that gal spilled a drink on you because you were wearing a MAGA hat?
No, but I wanted him to sign that hat. I didn't get it done this time.
Okay, well... Well, I'm sure you'll make it work next time. Megan Barr, thank you.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459. If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer
offer you wonderful money-saving benefits. But you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Yeah, you can check out all the information, the long list and archives of past interviews right there for you. Absolutely free. You can download them, share them with your family and friends, and pass out the news as we continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. By the way, when you go there, you will see our call to action, our join our listeners supported campaign for truth and liberty. And, you know, I had a friend that called me the other day and said, look at Bill, you know, for me, it's kind of like I just need a tax deduction. You know, is that okay? I said, absolutely. If you need a tax deduction, because anything that you contribute to the show is tax deductible. So if your accountant says to you, hey, look, at we need some tax deductions here, by all means, click on the website at BillMartinezShow.com, and you will, and when you click on it, you will see our partnership with Hill of Hope. It's a nonprofit entity, a 501c3 public nonprofit organization. And so when you donate, hey, you've got a tax deduction right there. We'll save you money on your taxes. So click away, have fun, and we'll thank you in advance for your loyalty and your support of the show in order to keep it going. Because I don't know if you're aware, but in addition to the 3 hours every morning that we do from 9 to noon Eastern Time, 6 to 9 Pacific, we now are doing a daily TV show that airs at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So because of you and because of your help, we're able to expand to this level. And, of course, what we do in this one-hour show primarily is it allows us to focus on one guest and you know, topics within the strength and the wisdom, education, knowledge of that guest to really go and, you know, get into the topic much deeper, hopefully, which is, you know, gives you some more information and motivates you to look more into it. As you often hear me say, don't just take our word from it.
you know, hopefully what we're doing is encouraging you, motivating you to check it out for yourself, to own your own knowledge and know for certain what it is that you know and what it is that you believe in and all the backup for it. Otherwise, you're just going to be spouting off an 8-second soundbite. And when somebody asks you a question, you look goofy because you don't know the answer. All you know is the 8-second soundbite, you know, so that's no bueno. So we want you to be smarter than that. You deserve better than that. And that's our attitude, and that's our prayer and our commitment to you. Samantha Mao is with us, speaking of which, she's the good news girl that you see there at the website at BillMartinezShow.com. And for years now, she's been coming on the show very faithfully to report on these viral videos that bless us, that remind us that it's not all about politics. It's not all about, you know, some of this stuff that makes you feel uncomfortable, but stuff that, you know, just everyday people are doing in helping other people and blessing other people. Hey, Sam, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Looking forward to this time here. I guess we got little Pax. He's quiet. He's fed and he's behaving himself for a moment. That's okay.
Yeah,
not
sorry,
a
yeah.
problem. I know. It's a moment-to-moment proposition. But, you know, we always love hearing from him. He has good commentary. He's also always on point. That's what I love about your son. He's just always on point. And we think that's great. The first story that you're reporting on is one we've been talking a lot about. You know, we had an interview with Jim Caviezel and Tim Ballard, the principals involved in The Sound of Freedom. And you point out that this movie particularly is prompting a crucial call to action. God's children are no longer for sale, right? And they've never been for sale, by the way, just so you know. But go ahead.
Well, one of the things, the reasons I wanted to mention this is not just because the movie had such an important message, but the response to the film from others. I've just seen people across the board, you know, like I've seen where the media tried to slant this, where it was like a very conservative film, and it's absolutely not. And then you see people that are doing movie reviews, and they are just loving this film, and it's, you know, opening up a lot of people's minds to something that's really important. And then, you know, they had that Pay It Forward campaign. I don't know if this had happened at the point you talked to them, but they wanted to do 2 million tickets sold, and they've sold almost 4 million tickets through the Pay It Forward campaign. So people who maybe couldn't afford to buy a ticket had tickets bought for them.
Yes. So it's up to 4 million now? Because when I saw it and I checked it out before, it was 1.6. So it's up to 4 million. That's great. And I know the box office, their opening box office numbers were 40 million. I think they're now over 60 million. The movie is projected to be out, you know, through the remainder of this week. And they will extend it, you know, depending on, you know, on the response, right?
That's right. And, you know, I've just, I'm so amazed to see people's response to it. I mean, you know, I haven't gotten to see it myself yet, but to see a movie that's that powerful that gets a message across that, you know, this movie didn't come out easily, as you know, and to see a message like that getting across, I mean, they were talking about grown men just weeping, but not necessarily like just sad tears, but just is very emotional. And
it is.
You just, it kind of gives you a little bit of restored faith in our society to see everybody like watching this and taking this to heart and really embracing it. And it's been a really amazing thing to witness, kind of like a miracle.
The tough thing about this, Sam, is that, and they point out in the movie that America is like, you know, number two or number three as far as being consumers of sex trafficking. And here it is. We've got an open southern border. We've got a lot of unaccompanied minors coming across the border. And they're being utilized for sex trafficking. And here we are, a country that's still trying to get on the other side of, you know, the slavery issues that have been going on for decades since our birth. And now it's like we're to the point where I think, not that it's totally solved, but we've definitely come a long way, you know, in dealing with slavery in this country. And now we're opening the door all over to a new form of slavery with sex trafficking. And as if that's not bad enough, it's sex trafficking of young kids, young boys and young girls, you know, 8 to 10. And like they say in the movie, you haven't seen the movie, but they said, look at these cartels that figured out you can sell drugs once, but you can sell kids, you know, 5-10 times a day.
Right. I saw that part, you know, just like looking at the trailers and everything, watching this, and it's just like, it just breaks your heart. It's the most vulnerable people in our society. You couldn't be more vulnerable than when you're a child and you're alone out there. And I hope that this is able to save a lot of those children, or as many of them as we can. I hope to save them all.
And my prayer, Sam,
calls people to action.
And my prayer, Sam, is for those who may be sexually addicted in participating in this enterprise, that they themselves will ask for forgiveness. God will forgive them. That they will turn from this, you know, this wicked thing and what they're doing to kids. Because Jesus was real clear, you know, heaven help you. Heaven help those that would injure a child, in so many words. And the damage that's being done, I mean, to these little kids. This is something that they will live with for the rest of their lives, being sexually abused like this. I mean, you know, therapists will tell you. So, and here it is, and it's happening in supposedly, I say supposedly, a Judeo-Christian country. We ought to be ashamed of ourselves, you know, as a country. This is worse, and I will say this, and I know there's probably some black people that would, object to it, but to me, this is worse than the slavery that started with the founding of this country. And the reason I say that is because of what happened with slavery, we should know better than this.
Oh,
that's
why
I say
that. And we're turning a blind eye to it. You know, it seems like they have been. And, I think that there were some powerful forces trying to get this movie not to shed this light, and they haven't succeeded.
You know, I was reading the other day that Disney was offered this movie and they rejected it. They didn't want it. I'm just saying. Interesting, but
that doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, well, it does when you know Disney right now is in the business of losing money. I mean, they've lost something this year so far, something like $900 million in the box office is what they've lost. So, they and Bud Light are becoming the twin sisters of crazy corporate America. It's just silly. Let's talk about some other stories here. This is a sweet story about paramedics taking a dying woman. She wants to go to the beach, huh? Wow.
That's right. So this is down in Australia. Dave and Ray, two paramedics, they were actually transporting this woman to her care facility, and they mentioned her, and she started talking about how 65 years ago her husband actually proposed to her on the beach, and it was just the happiest times of her life were spent on the beach. And, of course, you know, when she's being transported to a palliative care like that, she's not able to go to the beach. This is something that's just, she thinks a thing of the past.
Right.
And so the next day they decide, you know what, we're going to take her to the beach. And they end up taking her, you know, carrying her out there for half an hour to spend the time. And they were talking about how they just gelled with her and just had some special times. And she passed away the next day. And I think that was just something that maybe gave her heart a last little bit of joy, and just made her content. And you just love to see people, like, take the time to do those kind of things. You know, it's not always a big thing. You don't have to be rich, and you can really change somebody's life and make somebody's world better.
What a sweet act of kindness. This last story here, this is interesting. A stranger buys a blind lawn care. I mean, this almost sounds like you're waiting for a punchline. Buys a blind lawn care provider a new trailer and a mower. Okay, we got a blind guy. He's in the lawn care business, and so explain this one to me.
So James Porter, he's actually legally blind, so he can't get a driver's license, and he walks and pulls his trailer. When it broke, one of his local neighbors, Paul, he bought a new trailer for him so he'd be able to continue his hard work. You know, you're amazed he's legally blind and out there taking care of people's lawns and walking and pulling his equipment everywhere. It's amazing.
That is amazing, and God bless the neighborhood to seeing this and help him along. Because all he wants to do, you know, to me, that's the call of all humanity. We just want a job. We want to go out there and be productive and offer something of value to your community. Well, congratulations to all concerned.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.